Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. As we know, that this parasha always is a parasha for Rosh Hashanah. And as we know as well, that the Zohar Kodesh says that the hayoim, every time it says hayoim, is referring to the Yom Adin. So what the Pasuk is actually telling us is, Atem nitzavim hayoim. You are standing. Now nitzavim is a loshen of nitzav, of to attention. It's a very, very strong loshen of not just oimdim, not atem oimdim hayoim. Nitzavim hayoim, it's brought by Boyaz. He says to the workers, nitzav, it's a loshen of standing to very, very strict attention. So atem nitzavim hayoim, you're standing hayoim, standing on a day, in other words, yom hadin, kulchem lifnei Hashem aleikeichem, everyone in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosheichem, shivteichem, zikneichem, shoytreichem, your heads of the shevet, your elders, the shoytreichem, those are the officers, kol ish Yisrael, tapchem, the children, the sheichem, the women, etc., etc. La'ofrucho b'bris Hashem aleikeichem, ba'losa asher Hashem aleikeichem, koyis imcha hayoim. Okay? So according to this, what the Pasuk is telling us is really 10. Or perhaps 9 different categories of people. That Mefarshim explain that the din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is different to every single level that a person is. A person say, "Listen, compared to I learn 4 hours a day, right? Compared to this person, it's 20 minutes a day. I'm a tzaddik." Yes, but in your level, you could perhaps do better in your learning. You could be doing it more concentratedly, you could be doing it more focused, you could be doing it even better. And therefore each person compared to other people cannot be compared, and even he himself, to the way he may be in the previous year, a lot more may be expected of him from this year. And that's why the Pasuk goes in to describe the various different levels of Klal Yisrael, to show us that each level has a different expectation and each level is judged differently. Okay? But there's a few very, very interesting diyukim over here. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. It seems to be repetitive, because it says atem you nitzavim hayoim all together, and again it says kol ish Yisrael, and again it refers to everyone together. It comes from atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem alekeichem. What's kulchem? What's kol ish Yisrael? What's this repetition again and again of kol ish Yisrael? Furthermore, what's very interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, it's brought down in Rashi, Loma nismacho, parashas atim nitzavim leklolus. Why does parashas nitzavim come so close to the previous parasha that talked about the klolus? Lefi sheshomu Yisrael mea klolus chosheshtayim, since Klal Yisrael heard 98 klolus, chutz me'aboa meteisho shebatoriyas koinim, besides the 49, that was in Sefer Vayikra, hayriku pneim, the faces went green. Va'omru, and they said, mi yuchal lamoid be'elu. Who could possibly stand and survive all these various klolos? Hischil Moshe lefaisom, Moshe Rabbeinu began to appease them, and he said, Atem nitzavim hayoim, you're standing here today, harbe hichastem lemokoim, how many times have you made a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry? V'yosei itchem klo, didn't wipe you out. Okay? V'hare atem kiyom lefon of you surviving. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them real serious klolos, and their faces turned green. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't worry about it. You've made me angry in the past. You're still surviving. Don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously gave those klolos for a purpose. To give them a Yiras Shamayim, to give them a Yiras Chet, to put them in a position that they're going to be very, very fearful to do anything which is against Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen. And he's got them exactly in the position, it seems, that he wants them to be in. And when they're all afraid and they're all green in fear, Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry. Don't worry, you're all standing here today, you got angry in the past, everything's fine. What's the idea behind that? And why is it Loshen of Nitzavim Hayom? How does that connect into what's going on here? So, Lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai, Rosh Hashanah is a very, very complicated, very complex day, how we should be relating to it. On one hand, we have, Malachim Yechafezun, Malachim are trembling. Today is Mamash Yom Adin is coming, the day of it. Me, Yiskele Fenecha Badin. Who can possibly be Zakai? Who can possibly merit us in Din? In other words, we're doomed. Malachim Yichafez and Malachim. Me, Yiske, who can possibly do it? On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Omri Shema Yechai, how Klal Yisrael are considered Ashrei, are they praised that the rest of the world, if they have a Din, they get dressed in black clothes and they don't eat, and Klal Yisrael have a din, and they dress in beautiful clothes, and they go to shul, and they daven, and they come back, and they have a meal, and Klal Yisrael are praised for that. But the question is, is our head in the sand? Is that how we're managing to survive Rosh Hashanah? That we don't really see the din, and that's how we're managing to eat, that's how we manage to sleep? Or is there something that we are praised for doing what we're doing, and it's a correct approach? On one hand, it's malachi mikhafezun. On one hand, it's tremendous fear and trepidation. And on the other hand, we have what to celebrate, and we come to the meal, and we sing, and we eat, and we have appetite. How does that work together, if we're being realistic about the situation? So Simcha Zisel talks about this, and Darkei Musa talks about this, and Nesiv HaShalom talks about this in all the various different ways, and it all boils down to one beautiful pshat in this week's parasha on the basis of this pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayoim. You are standing today. So Rashi, like we said before, we have all the klalos. Klal Yisrael turned green. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. I'll give you the key. I'll give you the way that how you could possibly stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even on Hayoim, even on the great day of Din. And how is that? Kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. If everyone is kulchem, all together, you stand lifnei Hashem alekeichem, roshaychem shibteichem, kol ish Yisrael. If you stand kulchem, in other words, if you stand in one, as one group, kol ish Yisrael, everyone together as one group, then you have a guaranteed success. You know, Atem is Rosh Tevis, by the way. Atem is Rosh Tevis. Al tashlicheni milfanechel. Do not cast me from in front of you. Atem. Al tashlicheni milfanechel. Atem nitzavim. How you nitzavim hayoim on the day of Rosh Hashanah, if it's kulchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem, if it's all together as one mass lifnei Hashem lekeichem. And it doesn't matter if you're Roshaychem, or Shibteichem, or Siknechem, or Shatreichem. It doesn't matter. It's Kol Ish Yisrael. Every person stands as one Ish in Yisrael, all together as one person. What's Peshat in that? So in that, Simcha Zisel explains that Klal Yisrael has a guaranteed survival. Klal Yisrael is promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave us, and Klal Yisrael, despite all the bellicose proclamations of various different generations of dictators and terrible Hitler and Stalin, who, you name it, and they're out there to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael survives in the past, it survives now, and it will always survive. Klal Yisrael is promised to survive. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael never ever be destroyed, ever. Not Shaykh. The individual, though, obviously cannot survive. As the Malachim say, the Dikduk Hadin is so intense that the individual himself cannot possibly say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I am Zakai. It's not possible. The way to stand and be Zakai is to make yourself into the Klal. There's a beautiful, the Zohar Kodesh brings down, there's a story with Elisha and Isha Shunamis. Elisha was looked after by the Isha Shunamis, who made, in good Jewish tradition, a loft extension. Right? Made a loft extension, put inside there, a menorah and a shulchan put inside there, bed and a table and a light that Elisha could come there. And the pasuk says, Vayhi hayoim, v'yoboi shomo. And it came on that day, says the Zohar Kodesh, what's that day, what's hayoim? It's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And Elisha said to her, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Give me a bakosha. The pasuk says in Malachim, what can I do for you? So she answered back to Elisha, Vatoyma, Besoich Ami Onoichi Yoishaves. Besoich Ami Onoichi Yoishaves. That is the answer. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. What does that mean? Besoich Ami, within my nation I am sitting. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. What it means is that she said, today is Rosh Hashanah. I do not want to be an individual. I do not want to be somebody that is davened for as an individual to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because being an individual, however wonderful it is to have somebody who represents them and asks for their protection, as it were, and asks for their bracha by the Novi himself, it's dangerous, because who knows as an individual how far and how successful that request will be. I ask you one thing. Don't make me any person different. But Soich Ami Anoichi Yeshavah, says the Zohar Kodesh. I want to be within my nation. I want to be totally a part of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael has survival. Klal Yisrael is promised that it will always survive. And therefore, Toich Ami Anoichi Yoishoves, says Zohar HaKadosh, should be our aim of Rosh Hashanah. It should become integrated into Klal Yisrael and become a part of the Klal that gives us our guarantee. That gives us a guarantee that we can come home and eat and drink because we are chedek of the Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael have a guaranteed survival. As an individual, if I am myself, I'm Lochi Michafezun. Now it's interesting, it always talks about in Klal Yisrael, it talks about Im Kabonim, Im Kavodim. It's not Im Kaben. Nobody says Im Kaben, Im Kabonim. Yeah, im kabod. No. The vot is bonim atem Hashem alekeichem. That's right. Bonim atem Hashem alekeichem. Im kabonim. In other words, if we don't look at ourselves as individuals, we look at ourselves as bonim, as groups of people that we're all together as one group. Bonim. That we're all together. Then im kabonim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bonim. It never says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu never says besides bnei b'chayr yisrael, which is a different shat, that as an individual Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks after us. Vayhi b'shur melech b'sasei roshei om yachad shiftei Yisrael. Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is creating a reality where we all join in as one nation. One nation, as one group, that has survival. So atem nitzavim hayoyim. How, Moshe Rabbeinu says, can we possibly stand up with all the klolos and all the dangers and all the terrible, terrible din that we have? How can we stand up hayoyim? Nitzavim, if it's ifnei Hashem alikeichem, if it is done, as a kulchem, if Hashem lekechem, it's done as kulchem, as one group of everyone together. This means two things. It means that first of all, how does one become into the group? It means two things. One of the ideas of becoming a group and becoming a chelik of Klal Yisrael is understanding and appreciating the petty differences that separate us are poshut, not worthwhile. This guy has this kippah, this guy has that havara, this guy wears this tzitzis, this guy, you know, davens in this nusach on that shul, and therefore, I don't give to this, or I don't give to that, or I don't say hello to him, or don't. This is something that separates us and makes us individuals. That puts us into a very, very dangerous light, because then we are not, then we're individuals. To be part of a klal, the more we break down the barriers and involve ourselves into the klal, we can't make everyone else be part of us. We can make ourselves part of everybody else and bring as one homogeneous group of people as far as we are concerned. That is our security. Do you know there was a machlekus or was in Ponovich, I don't remember who said what, whether they should have an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Rosh Hashivas felt that if they have an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, they are by some way becoming an individual. Why should they have an aliyah? Right? So by doing so, they're not becoming a chelik of the klal. The klal don't get aliyah. They're getting an aliyah. And therefore by doing so, they are becoming individuals. And therefore the din on them as an individual is such that they are being focused upon more than the klal. And they felt as posh as a konos nefashos to have an aliyah in Rosh Hashanah. The other one said, no, it's a chelik of the Kabbalah Torah. And yeah, wherever the cheshbonos were. But that's how far the elements of being a part of the klal is. There's a beautiful story of Shimshon Pinkus. It was in Yeshivas Ofakim. And one time he saw a bochus sitting outside in the middle of Rosh Hashanah davening, and he saw him with his hand in his head. Sorry, his head in his hands, right? His head in his hands. And looked rejected, he looked dejected, he looked upset, he looked muyash. And he went over to him and he said to him, tell me, my son, what's the matter? Why do you feel like this? What are you so upset about? He said, I've always had a difficulty in Elul. Elul has never been my time for tshuva. I never really knew how to go about it. Never really knew what to do about it. And this year I decided to make a difference. This year I decided my davening is going to be a davening. My learning is going to be a learning. My ben olam chaveira, my ben olam l'mokli. This year I'm going to come to Rosh Hashanah prepared. And I started off Elul well. And as day by day turned, one day turned into the other, I slipped further and further, and I come to Rosh Hashanah and I'm exactly the same as I was a previous Elul. And I come out, and what am I going to do? I'm standing here, you know, outside the shul. What am I going to do? I'm lost. It's all over. So Shimshon Pinkus says, I've got to tell you a story. And this happened to me. He said, during Yom Kippur War, it wasn't Yom Kippur, a few days after Yom Kippur, one of my children cut their arm. So they had to go to the emergency ward, and he went to emergency ward, to the hospital emergency ward in Yerushalayim, and he got the arm stitched up. And in the middle of all this happening, there was a balagan, yeah, big disturbance, and a soldier gets wheeled in a wheelchair, and it's pandemonium. What happened? He got rushed in. He had a bullet in the shoulder. He had a bullet lodged in the shoulder. And it was the same thing, and it didn't have time to take him to operating theatre. It was busy. So I didn't even have time to put him under anaesthetic. It was so dangerous. So they washed it, and they ripped the bullet out of his shoulder. Excruciating pain. He gave a scream. And they put a bandage over it, and they bandaged it up. And he said, okay, everything's done? He said, yes. So he stood up and he started walking out. He said, where are you going? You got to rest. He said, where am I going? My brother's out of war. I'm not resting now. I'm going straight back to the battle. And there he was with his sling and his bandage, and he's going back to battle. He may not be able to fire a gun, but he's got plenty of other things he can do. He can be the watch out. He can work on the radio. He's going out back to battle. So Shimshon Pinchas says, do you know what's going on in that base of Medrash? You may be a wounded soldier, but there's a battle in there. We need you inside. We need you. There's a battle. Come back in. And he said, I'm not going back in there unless you come in with me. I need you. That is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a battle going on in Rosh Hashanah. There's a din going on. And we've got to put our arm around the Jew who we may not even have any keshe with the rest of the year and say, we need you in battle. We need to go in together and fight the Sultan. We've got to fight the Mekatrig. One of the son of a Rebbe, very similar story, saw somebody crying outside by Kol Nidre. And he called him into the office and said, why are you crying? He said, Rebbe, how can I go into Yom HaKadosh? So the son of Rebbe said, you know, I had the same question. But Yidin Sezaman, Yidin Sezaman, Yidin Vieina, Yidin as one can go in together and put their arm around each other and went to the shtibel. That is our koyach. Atem Nitzovim, Hayoim. But if it's Kulchem Nifnei Hashem Lekeichem, that's a koyach we have. How do we get together though? Yeah, what is the idea of how does one break these barriers that we have the whole year? And that is a koyach of the klolus. You know, it's very interesting, you know, you sometimes, certain people you don't even bother to speak to when you're living in the same neighborhood. You see them at college, you don't see them, you don't say hello to them. You see them in some distant holiday place somewhere, and you suddenly become their best friend. Because you feel a stranger, and therefore any fear that you have or hostility brings a person together, right? Certainly, Kal Vachomer, you know, the best friends people make is in the times of distress, you know, the soldiers that are going to the tanks together and they go through a battle together. These friends are friends that one can not possibly break the friendship apart. That is real blood friends. Says Rav Simcha Zissel that Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, based on the klolos we had from the previous parasha, knowing what dangers we have ahead of us if we don't do tshuva, that is Hirikul Paneim. Their faces turned green. Moshe Rabbeinu said, now that you're in danger, you can combine yourself. Now you can have the unity. Unity is done by people feeling fear and huddling together in full security. We are huddling together in security. Before Rosh Hashanah, we are huddled together. We get together in order to be able to prepare ourselves to fight adversaries that are out there to get us. And therefore, the Rikul Paneim was the offshoot to how Moshe Rabbeinu positioned them to be able to have the Netzavim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Lekeichem to bring together this kind of unity. But there's more than that. And I don't remember who says this. I don't remember who says this. Matthias Salomon said this many, many times. I don't remember who said it, b'shem. He said, to have the klolos, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give them Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give them the fear of what a chet can do. But when he saw Hariku Paneim, that they became ill from it, when they were taking it too seriously, they became paralyzed out of fear, that is something that is counterproductive. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to appease and say, okay, you're going too far over here. Don't worry, we're standing together. Rosh Hashanah is a time of din. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Mi bekitzim, mi lo bekitzim, mi b'chai. There's a lot of things, but if we reach the stage of Hariku Paneim, that we've reached a stage of paralysis, that we have a state of no hope, how can we possibly stand and fight? Then that is something that we have to have has to be refocused. Chas v'chalila, if a person to go through a case of yeush. No. As an individual, we're going to have a very, very hard time, almost impossible time. But if it's about toich ami, anoichi yoshoves, if we stand together as an am, as a klal Yisrael together, then as Rav Simcha Zussel says, we are guaranteed that we're going to have, Ezras Hashem, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year. But he says, even more than that, there has to be a concept that Chofetz Chaim, when he was older, people felt bad to bother him. Felt bad to involve him in things. He's an old man, he hasn't got kliach. Chofetz Chaim said to somebody, one of his Talmidim, why don't people come to me so much anymore? He says, because Chaim's an older man. He says, the Menschen haget mich. The people are kidding me. He says, why? He says, because there's a security, there is a insurance policy of a rabbim tzrichim loy. If the rabbim need you, then the system is such that the Kosh Baruch needs the system of the rabbim to work. The more you are needed within the system, the less likely it is that Kosh Baruch can remove you from the system, because the system can suffer and collapse. And therefore, the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is becoming united with Klal Yisrael. Yeah? And it all depends on you. Who is it? Pesach Kron said, the difference between united and untied is where you put the eye. It's where you put the eye. But it's the koyach of Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is v'hibishur melech v'sasif roshi om, when yachad shifte Yisrael, when you break down the boundaries and we become one, we m'sachi together and we go to the battle together and we fight out b'ez Hashem for k'siv v'chsim toivim.